This is April. It's about 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon, and I'm trying to get a hold of you to let you know how that meeting went. I'll try you on your cell phone. If not, just give me a call on mine, and yeah, I'll be off work today at 4 o'clock. Let's see, the you know, the patron, my cell phone number. Well, let's see. Let me give you my pager number, and that's 503, let's see, 904-0273. And my cell is 312-9488. Okay, Patrick, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Friday, 1:42 p.m.
Hi, Patrick. This is April. Well, it's too bad you had to leave. Okay, I'll try to recap this for you on the phone here. There were about 25 to 30 people that met from all different disciplines. The nurses here in the hospital that worked with you, the administrative nurses, nurses in the home care setting, a couple of people from Salem, that were, I think they were kind of people that referred, you know, to Salem Home Health, but not necessarily from Salem Home Health. I'm not sure exactly what their role was. I think they're at Salem Home Health, but not the ones that were directly involved. And then, outpatient pharmacists, you know, home care coordinators, and all kinds of people were there. We talked for 2.5 hours. We told in order everything that happened from beginning to end, and then, you know, we just kind of discussed it all, and, you know, a lot of things came to light. One of them is that they got the facts, you know, but they didn't. What they needed to do was hear from, you know, because there were several phone calls between our coordinator and their nurses, and so our coordinator didn't actually say, well, he's getting, you know, he's going to be giving IV morphine and Ativan. She trusted that they would look at the paper and read it and call if they had any questions, and, you know, they needed that verbal, you know, to just kind of alert them. So that's, you know, kind of slipped through the cracks there. And I think that in spite of all the talking and, you know, that they did back and forth multiple times and the faxes that they got, they still didn't really have a real good, clear picture of how complicated everything was and how, you know, very necessary it was for them to be there when you came home. You know, it was hard to give them a clear picture, and they didn't really get that. Let's see. The nurse says she called a doctor. Yeah, I'm not sure who she called. I know that you remember that she called her supervisor, whether she called her medical director or not, because that, you know, or maybe she called, you know, one of our hospital doctors. I'm not quite sure what the deal was there. I'm still kind of up in the air about that. You know, a lot of people voiced their concerns about how this was, you know, a difficult.
Friday, 4:57 p.m.
Okay, Patrick, this is installment number 2, and I didn't realize I was going to have a time limit there, and I don't think I can really recap this for you, you know, in a short amount of time, but, you know, because it just, there was a lot said in 2.5 hours. But a lot of things came to light about changing policy and, you know, conflicting policies, you know, between different, you know, like between the outpatient pharmacy and the, you know, everybody had a different kind of way of doing it. And, you know, so we've got to, you know, kind of get together on some of those things. And, you know, but I've got to say some really good things to them about how, you know, you felt good about all of it, about getting her home and having the nice evening that you had at home up until this happened with the nurse. And the only part you felt bad about was not being able to give the morphine and Ativan. We gave the Ativan. I told him that. And, and that you made the choices you needed to at the end of the life, and really everything was okay except for that part. And I told them, you know, some things about how, you know, I felt I appreciated them for working together to make yours and her wishes happen. Even though there was a lot of discomfort around this, they all pulled together and made this happen for you. And so we have things to work out, and, you know, we did voice our concerns, too, about the fact that, you know, that the morphine wasn't given some different things about, you know, looking into why that hospice wouldn't admit, and also give her the privilege of being resuscitated if she wanted, and some different things. So everything kind of all got out on the table. So I think it was a very good meeting. It wasn't blaming or anything like that. I think that, you know, we'll change some things and make it better next time. And I think that, they'll look into, you know, better communication for transferring patients. They'll look into their policies there in Salem, too. So, yeah, this is all I can really think of about it now, Patrick. After you've listened to these, give me a call on my cell if you have some more questions. And you know that number, 503-312-9488. Talk to you later, Patrick. Bye-bye.
Friday, 5:01.